You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 34. Whom did Jesus pray to? Today's challenge. On various occasions in the Gospels, Jesus prays, for example, Matthew 26:36, Luke 3:21, etc. If Jesus was God, this makes no sense. How could he pray to himself? Today's defense. He wasn't praying to himself. He was praying to his Father. People do talk to themselves from time to time, but this is not what Jesus was doing. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are each God, but they are distinct divine persons. The doctrine of the Trinity is that there is one God in three persons. Consequently, it was natural for Jesus as one divine person to speak to his Father as another divine person, at least after Jesus became incarnate as a man and took on human modes of communication. By praying, he wasn't giving the Father information that the Father didn't already have. The same is true of us when we pray, as Jesus pointed out, Matthew 6:8. Prayer isn't about giving God information, but about relating to him in a way suited to human nature. See day 3. Having taken on human nature, it was natural for Jesus to relate to God the Father in this manner. In doing so, he also set an example for us. The passages in which Jesus prays are also useful for showing the error of certain heresies that misunderstand the Trinity. In the 3rd century, a priest named Sabellius taught that there is only one person in the Godhead and that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not distinct persons, but modes in which that single divine person acts. In the ancient church, this view was known as Sabellianism or modalism. In the 20th century, a similar view came to be taught in certain Pentecostal circles. Oneness Pentecostals hold to a oneness doctrine, which agrees with Sabellianism that there is only a single divine person in the Godhead. The passages in which Jesus prays to the Father show the error of these views, since they illustrate the fact the two are distinct persons, and thus that there is more than one person in the Godhead.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com, Catholic.com, to learn more about the Catholic faith.